Welcome to the Moms in Prayer podcast, a place where we put our finger on the pulse of what's happening in the world today so we can better pray for and equip the next generation. Our focus will always be revival and spiritual awakening in our children, our schools, and our motherhood. We're so glad you're here with us. Let's get started. Hey friends, so glad you're tuning in this summer. I'm your host, Leanne Heiss, and this is episode 57 of the Moms in Prayer podcast. Today we're kicking off our month of short training podcasts to help you build a lasting prayer legacy for your children and schools using Moms in Prayer's four steps of prayer. Today we have USA Country Coordinator Susan Shepherd here to answer some questions that you might have about Moms in Prayer and help us understand what's coming for the next 4 weeks. Recording quality is different on this episode. Boo! Hang in there with us this week. It will get better. Did you see our brand new logo? Do you love it as much as we do? It beautifully represents the global aspect of our ministry, and it is so fresh. Just in time for our 35th anniversary. Just a reminder that you can find the show notes for today's episode on the blog at momsinprayer.org. Are you following the hashtag momsinprayer on Twitter and Instagram? It is so fun to see your summertime pictures. Be sure to hashtag us into your posts so we can follow along. And you only have a few more days till we start the online summer Bible study. Jump over to the Moms in Prayer website at momsinprayer.org to sign up, and it will be delivered for free to your email each week. Let's get started with my friend, USA Country Coordinator Susan Shepherd. Susan, welcome back to the Moms in Prayer podcast.
Oh, thank you, Lee. I'm so excited to be here.
It is so fun to get to be together again, friend. And I can't wait for our audience to get to know you as a person a little more and your Moms in Prayer story. But just in case they've missed you on other episodes, introduce yourself to our audience.
Okay. My name is Susan Shepherd, and my grandchildren and my nieces and nephews call me Susu. And I have been married to my husband, Joe, for many years, and we have two beautiful grown daughters and two grandchildren and one on the way. And I have been in Moms in Prayer since 1996. And along the way, I have served as a group leader and an area coordinator and a division coordinator. And now God has called me to be the USA Country Coordinator. And it is absolutely the best job in the world because I get to meet these amazing faith-filled women and listen to their stories of how God has moved in their lives through prayer and in the lives of their children and in the lives of their schools and communities. And it is so encouraging. And I see God working across this country. I don't care what the 5 o'clock news says. God is moving.
I love that. It is absolutely true. Those who are praying are seeing him work in all kinds of areas. Isn't that true?
Absolutely. It is true. I was going to tell you that I came into Moms in Prayer in 1996 when our youngest was in the second grade out of absolute desperation because it seems small compared to many things that women deal with. But her beloved teacher of all of 1 week had been put on maternity leave, and that's sort of an emergency maternity leave. And this poor little second grader had a different substitute teacher every single day for a week. She would sit at the kitchen table every night and cry because she didn't know who her teacher was going to be the next day. And she did not know what was going to happen to her teacher or her teacher's baby. And she was so upset. And I was sharing this with my neighbor. And my neighbor said, "Hey, have you heard of this really cool group? It's called Moms in Prayer. And they get together and they pray for children in schools." And I was like, "Where are they?" And I went to my first meeting, Lee, and it was like, I have found my people. Thank you, God. Thank you. And I've never left.
I love that. What has kept you for so long? I mean, you've entered a different season of life. You're a grandmother now. What keeps you here in Moms in Prayer?
You know, I think the same thing that keeps most women, and that is the sisterhood and the community and the way that God knits our hearts together with other Moms in Prayer moms, It truly is a worldwide community of praying moms. And it's on a deeper level, Lee. We all come because we're desperate to see God move in the lives of our children. But I believe we stay for several reasons. But one is that deeper community. I mean, growing up, I was in Girl Scouts. I've been in sorority. I've been in a majorette in the band. And this community, this praying mom community, gives you an automatic heart connection with other moms and prayer moms, no matter where they're from. I've been to many, many meetings and met many, many women involved with Moms in Prayer, and I can sit down and pray heart-to-heart prayers with all of them immediately, because we know that God has brought us to this same place and we have a real heart connection. He has knit our hearts and our souls together.
Well, just like you, I have a passion to see this ministry continue into the next generation of moms. They need to know what we have found. And we're aiming at Moms in Prayer to see this ministry last until Jesus comes. And so at Moms in Prayer, we're doing all kinds of new things to reach the next generation of praying moms. One of them was the unveiling of our logo yesterday. What do you think of the new logo, Susan?
Oh, I love the new logo. It so represents what we do. It's modern and current. It's feminine. It's global. I love it. I think that gathering women of all ages and in all stages with children of all ages and stages is so powerful. And it is a global prayer movement. Only God could take two women at a kitchen table in California and turn it into a worldwide ministry.
Only God does this. And I think it's important for people who are seeing the new logo to recognize that, again, we are not changing our mission and vision in one way, are we?
No, we are not. The bones, I love to say this, the bones of Moms in Prayer do not change. The logo may change. The way we connect with people may change. But what we are sharing is timeless. It's absolutely timeless. The blueprint for Moms in Prayer that God gave Fern Nichols 35 years ago is absolutely unchanged. And it's unchanged because it's based on Scripture. And Scripture hasn't changed. And God is so good, because one of the other reasons that we stay in Moms in Prayer for lo these many years is that when we come together in prayer, that corporate prayer is so incredibly powerful. And we see God move. And it is so exciting to see God move in the lives of our children and in our own lives, Lee, because you cannot stand at the throne of grace and mercy for someone else and remain unchanged yourself. Mm-hmm. God does a mighty work in the praying women as well as in those we bring to his throne.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We are the ones who are changed first in order to intercede.
Yes, and we do not want anyone to miss out on this, whether that be a mom whose baby is not even here yet. Why not pray? We pray for those children that are not quite here yet, that God is knitting together in the womb. And we pray for those children that are grown and have careers. Do you know the youngest mom I have met wanted to pray for her child had just found out she was pregnant, and the oldest mom that I have met was in her 90s and prayed for her adult child, who is, I will just tell you this, who is a United States senator that apparently she thinks does not know the Lord. And so she is praying for this child's salvation in her 90s. Don't you love that?
I love that with my whole heart. We are always praying moms or praying aunties or women who are invested in the next generation.
Absolutely. I know women who don't have children and they pray in groups because they want to pray for relatives that they have, or they could even be, I know some teachers' aides who do not have children, but they are so concerned for their students that they want to come together and experience the power of corporate prayer and watch God work in the lives of those kids.
That's so great. Well, this month, July, is going to be our training month, and everybody's hopefully taking a break from school. If you're in America, this is our summer season, but we want to take this opportunity when things slow down a little bit to go back and do a little bit of who we are and what we do training, just to remind us all, to get us back on the same page. And so, Susan, I brought you here because I really feel like you're one of the experts on this. What is different about a Moms in Prayer meeting versus other types of prayer meetings?
Well, you know, Lee, the biggest difference is that we don't talk about prayer, we pray. And we don't. I mean, how many times have you been to a quote unquote prayer meeting where, you know, if you're going to meet for an hour, 50 minutes, 55 minutes is chit chat and 5 minutes is prayer? But in a Moms in Prayer meeting, we pray, because we know that the power of coming together in prayer is not in talking about prayer, it's in actual praying. And so Moms in Prayer doesn't share our thanksgivings and talk about them. We thank God for them. We come in praise, so that when we come together, we don't just bring God a laundry list of how we think he ought to fix things. We come to him, praising him for who he is. And that is just comes straight out of the Lord's Prayer. And then we have that time of confession. And then we have that time of thanksgiving where we're thanking God for what he has done. And then the last part of our hour is that intercession, where we come and we intercede for our children, for teachers, for the school, for our concerns of the school, for the curriculum at the school, for everything at the school. And then the last little part is for Moms in Prayer. And there is such tremendous benefit of following those 4 steps, because it prepares your heart for the next step. Coming to God in praise first reminds us who we pray to. He is our Father. He is the universal God who created the universe, but yet he knows the hairs on our head. He is all-powerful and almighty, yet he loves us like a father. And that just puts your heart in the right place. And it also brings you tremendous reassurance of who he is and his faithfulness. And you get to know him. And isn't that really the focus of your relationship with Jesus? To know Jesus, to know God, to find that faithfulness and that deeper relationship with him. Don't we all hunger for that? I believe that we do. And, you know, Lee, I have to just say that one of the objections that has been brought to me over the years about Moms in Prayer has been, well, it's too structured. I don't know about this prayer sheet. And honestly, let's take a look at this. Prayer is a form of worship. It is worshiping God, and it is a symphony to God's ears when we come together and pray corporately in one accord with one heart in unity. And so let me just ask you, what would a worship service look like if you did not have an order of worship?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I mean, chaos, right? What would a symphony sound like if you did not have written music? Chaos, right? If everyone just did whatever they wanted to do all at the same time. Think of our Moms in Prayer 4 steps, one accord, as an order of worship, because that's really what it is.
I so agree. I think that this is not your only time for praying during the week. If it is, then we need to talk after the show. But this is just one time where we're getting together to pray specifically and strategically for our kids and our schools with other women. And so to have structure at one point a week where we are driving a mission and a vision forward, it's vital to have that organized and coordinated, right?
Absolutely. I so agree. And that really is the point, is that this is 1 hour out of an entire week, and we all need to be on the same page. And in unity. And the way to do that is not necessarily the way you have to pray in your own personal quiet time. When you read through the Bible, you see all kinds of prayers that begin in all kinds of different places. And I believe that God hears the prayers of heart. But for this 1 hour, it's a worship service. And we have that structure to bring us together, to keep our focus, because then we know exactly, like if you come in late, you can pick up that prayer sheet and listen to the prayers and you know exactly where you are and you just jump right in both feet.
Mm-hmm. So many times we lean over in the middle of our prayer meetings and just point on the prayer sheet to exactly where we are, and that's enough. But it only takes one or two sessions or times praying together before you catch the rhythm of what's happening at Moms in Prayer and you dive in.
That's exactly right. And I can't tell you across the country how many women I have spoken with, myself included, who will say, Moms in Prayer taught me how to pray.
Me too.
Because, you know, prayer is one of those fundamental things that God calls us to do. But it is a joy. But how many women do you know who say, oh, I can't pray out loud because I don't know how? God uses Moms in Prayer to create confident prayers.
So, Susan, that leads me to my next question, which is, who can join a Moms in Prayer group?
Any Christian woman. We welcome any believing woman into Moms in Prayer. There are some groups that, and they want to be together, and so they might have just a group of women who are moms with preschool children or moms with children at a specific school or special need moms or maybe prodigal moms. And I've been in those groups that had that specific focus, but I've also been in multi-generational groups where we had grandmothers praying with women who had preschoolers. And we are praying about being accepted into law school in one breath and potty training in the next. And you know what? It works because scripture applies across the board. And that's what Moms in Prayer does. We pray scripture. So any believing woman who wants to see a child that she loves impacted for Christ is welcomed to Moms in Prayer.
I love that. So why should women register their groups? I know that there are a lot of women that listen to the podcast who are not registered. So what is the benefit of going on the website and registering your group with Moms in Prayer?
Because there are so many other women out there who want to pray in a group. And if you don't register your group, no one knows you're out there. So we could not send you women who want to share in the blessings of Moms in Prayer if we don't know you're there. Another really good point is that if we don't know you're there, we cannot support you in prayer, because Moms in Prayer has positions called area coordinators and regional coordinators and state coordinators and division coordinators and me, the country coordinator, and we are praying for the members of Moms in Prayer. We are praying by name for the leaders of Moms in Prayer. And if we don't know that you're leading a group because you didn't register the group, then you're not receiving that prayer coverage. And this is war, okay? Make no mistake about it. The enemy does not want us praying, because prayer is powerful. And the enemy would do anything. And he delights that you're not receiving that prayer coverage. But we want to give you that prayer coverage. And so we ask that it would help us and it would help you to please register your group.
Yeah, Susan, I speak all over the United States now, and I go in and I fly into an airport and I don't know anybody who's there except I meet the Moms in Prayer leaders who are there when I get there. And of course we love them just like you do. Everybody that we meet in Moms in Prayer is wonderful. But I get there and one of my challenges is to say to a group that I am visiting, do you know about Moms in Prayer? Go on our website and find out if there are groups around you, or come back to our booth and talk to the leaders who are there and find out if your school is covered in prayer. And one of the things I find so often is that people get back there and they find, nope, my child's school is not covered in prayer. They're doesn't appear to be a leader. But sometimes there are women that are praying for that. They're just not registered on our website. So these women don't know who to talk to.
Exactly. And you know, Lee, another thing is that a group leader and group members will occasionally get emails from Moms in Prayer that has really wonderful resources and great news to share. And it's encouraging to hear those things. And if they're not visiting the website, they don't know probably about the amazing resources that are available to them. And so being registered is a tremendous blessing to everyone, leader, those who are seeking, those inquiring moms, those moms who are looking desperately for one other mom to pray with them. And we can connect them that way.
So good. So that just easily lends itself to the next question, which is there a group police?
No, there is not a group police. There are women who want to encourage you and support you. There are women who want you to have every benefit of following the format of Moms in Prayer. And so there's training, there's equipping, there's encouraging, there's loving. Is there a group police? I've never met one in 23 years. So, guess not.
I love that so much. When we connect, we have the opportunity to go deeper in prayer, not just in four steps prayer, but also we're trying to stay on the cutting edge with people who are talking about prayer in our community, in our world mm-hmm. today. We're trying to look out and see where God is working. And that's what you should find at Moms in Prayer.
Absolutely. And we have so many amazing prayer partners now in the ministry. Moms in Prayer is just growing by leaps and bounds. And I truly believe that women see and learn and grow so much. They see the benefit. They see the blessing. They experience the blessing of that 1 hour following that format. And they love it. They love it. I love it. Because it's powerful.
So here's my next question. And that's that our goal is that moms continue to be praying moms. They stay Moms in Prayer moms. And that's what we're finding, that moms pray with longevity. But there's a tendency to disassociate with a school that has an actual building attached to it. So I guess what I'm asking is, why commit to praying for a school when your group becomes college and career or military moms or grandmoms? Why stay connected to praying for local schools as well?
Because God works through our prayers, and we want the next generation of children to come to know Jesus Christ. It's so much bigger than one school. It's so much bigger than one group. You know, think of it this way. Your child or your grandchild is probably going to grow up and marry someone, and they may not marry anyone you know. Okay. There are hundreds of stories of Moms in Prayer kids who go out into the world and they find their spouse, and their spouse also came from a school that was covered in prayer. You never know what God is going to do in response to these prayers. And it is laying the groundwork for softening the hearts of students to come to know Jesus Christ. And you know, Lee, one time my niece, who now is a senior at Harvard University, and this was years ago when she was very young, she said, "What is the worst mistake anyone can make?" And I said, "Oh, that's easy. It would be to not accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, because that has eternal consequences." And Moms in Prayer is like the Air Force, okay? We come in and we pray, because every revival starts with prayer. We know that from history. And Moms in Prayer is the Air Force. We come in and we pray for the salvation of those students. We pray for the biblical guidance of those schools. We pray that that curriculum is going to honor God. And our children and grandchildren and successive generations need those prayers to soften those hearts, to bring about the focus and the power of God on the schools. It's so much bigger than just our child. And that is why we ask every single Moms in Prayer group in the world to pray for a school.
So, Susan, what do you hope we hear over the next 4 weeks of training in the four steps of prayer? What are you hoping our listeners will hear and glean?
I so want our listeners to hear the joy of each one of these steps. I want our listeners to understand that this is not hard, that it is so simple, and it is so easy, and it is so divinely inspired and blessed. I want them to come to understand deeper what prayer is and how it happens. And I want them to feel confident and assured that, yes, you can lead a Moms in Prayer group. All you need is a Bible, a booklet, and a buddy, and you've got a group. It's really that simple.
Well, we're about to introduce them to some state coordinators and division coordinators and people that they are going to love. And we are going to talk about each step of the four steps of prayer, what they are going to do while they do that, what it sounds like to meditate on scripture and pray together in one accord. But one of my favorite parts of this, I know yours is too, as we've been working and planning this, is that they can hear three people praying together and not just two. What changes when three people pray together?
One accord prayer, sometimes agreed prayer, sometimes can intimidate people, but it doesn't need to. And it's so simple. It's like conversation. It's just conversation between those three people and Jesus. And I want them to hear the authenticity and the beauty and the way that we're listening in prayer and praying in our heart, whether or not we're speaking, we are joining in those prayers. And I want them to hear and experience that with those four steps. And so three people is a little bit different, because with two people, it's pretty simple to have a conversation. It's back and forth, back and forth. But three people can sometimes cause brand new Moms in Prayer moms to be a little apprehensive, but it doesn't need to. So three people is just as simple as two.
And powerful. Susan, I'm so glad to get to spend this time together as we kick off July Training Month. And I just want to know, would you be willing to pray for us as we commit this month to the Lord?
Absolutely. I would delight to, Lee. Thank you. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you and praise you because you are faithful. Lord, you are sufficient and you will do it. You know that we have had a dream for so many years of being able to bring women such an accessible way to hear Moms in Prayer, to experience Moms in Prayer, to be trained in Moms in Prayer so that they can be confident as they lead. And Lord, you have made this way, and we thank you. Thank you for the ways that you will impact mothers who pray and women who pray through this training podcast. Father, each week as Lee interviews, I pray that the words would be anointed, that your words would be spoken and your words would be heard, that it would honor you and please you, and that it would equip each woman who listens. Lord, use this for your glory, for your goodness, and to impact children and schools for Christ. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Susan, thank you. You have chosen for us for the next 4 weeks to focus on God's faithfulness as his attribute. And I know this summer that you are banking on his faithfulness just like I am.
Absolutely. And he is faithful. He will do it.
Well, let's study together, guys. Let's train together in the great break that we call summer. We love you, and we'll see you next week.